Coming up next is The Rockin' Chair with DJ Franny McGuire. The opinions expressed here are those of my own or of my guests and may not reflect those of Bandon Community Radio.
Hello, we are live. This is KBOG 97.9 FM, Bandon Community Radio. Shout out to Kelly and Joey for offering Bandon Community Radio to the community of Bandon and anyone else who might be listening from far-flung places. Well, the recordings anyway. I know I like to say we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and maybe by virtue of the Facebook and friends and family, we do eventually, or even now.
Sure.
So the sure came from my wonderful guest today. By the way, I'm DJ Franny McGuire with my guest, Reverend Robin Haruna. I've never said your last name before.
That's it. You did good. Haruna.
Ah, so desu ka.
Ah, yeah.
Nihongo hanasimasu ka? Skoshi.
So, very skoshi.
Robin is married to Takashi.
Takashi.
Haruna.
Correct.
So I don't know how you met.
You're going to jump right in there, aren't you?
I'm so curious.
Okay. Well, let's see. This was 22 years ago, I believe, 1998.
22?
I know. My husband, first husband, had left me, and I was single and happy, and it was wonderful. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to date? Okay, now you're a minister in a small town.
Bandon?
Bandon. How are you going to do that? So I went online. And internet dating was very new back then. There were no pictures. You didn't see each other. It was just communication.
Like chat rooms?
Yeah, sort of. And we communicated, I don't know how many hundreds of messages in a week. And we both were very upfront with each other. We weren't looking to get married. We were looking for a long-term, you know, commitment or relationship. And 6 months later, we were married.
What, did he live in Bandon too?
He lived in Medford and had gone through a very similar thing in his marriage, had just sold his home, was thinking of relocating, and I came along. I was the prize of Bandon,
indeed. The Belle of Bandon. We'll do some alliteration there. Bandon. And Bandon is beautiful. Bandon has the prettiest beaches in the world,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
And it's very tiny. So how did you find Bandon?
Well, I was actually I had come through Bandon in 1977.
And what occasion that? Vacation?
I was on a three-month camping trip with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Boy, you're learning all sorts of things about me today, aren't you?
Were you a hippie?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I would say probably so.
Okay, that's cool.
First time I ever camped, we went out for 3 months. So I remember coming through Bandon, and I remember pictures I had of Bandon and thinking, this is the most beautiful beach I have ever seen. Someday, I want to return to the Pacific Northwest.
Hmm.
Maybe not Bandon, Pacific Northwest.
Rock and Squatch country.
Yeah, Rock and Squatch, Sasquatch country. So I was living in the suburbs of Chicago.
Oh my goodness, that is far flung.
Put that away. Lots of changes in life. Ended up becoming a minister and was looking for a church. I knew I was going to end up in Washington State. Washington State didn't know that. And then Bandon appeared.
Wow, because Reverend Niles got transferred to Fairfax,
right.
West Virginia.
Yes.
I love how that happened, the serendipity. Now, do you know E.J. Niles closely?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I am so honored to have followed in those footsteps.
Isn't she a hoot?
She is wonderful.
Shout out to E.J.
E.J., yes. E.J. she created such a wonderful environment for me to step into, really.
Well, I should say so. I moved to Bandon in 2017 and was casting around for a church home, and people would invite me to their churches, neighbors. I will have to tell you, I won't say the name of the church, but it was a neighbor invited me to their church, and I smoke clove cigarettes, okay? So the preacher made sure that he included about how sinful tobacco is, and so yeah. I did not go back, but I'm still friends with the person who invited me. In fact, we're very close friends. So,
nice.
But it was like, this one isn't quite a fit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They paid attention and made sure that I was targeted, which is, to me, loving in a way.
Yeah.
Because in their sincere belief
yeah.
that they would be saving an aspect of my soul if I would quit smoking, then that's love.
That is
it's
love.
It's all love. You can
it
always,
really is.
You know, I love it that you can turn any story into a story about love, or a cry for help, or
right.
a cry for love.
That's what it's
that's
all about.
That's from the Course in Miracles, too.
Yep.
The,
that's what it's about. Yeah.
I really got off track with my questions with you, but I'm just so happy to see you face to face.
I know.
I miss church services. I love Unity of Bandon. Aww. One of the things that I was mentioning to Robin off air was how, or was I on air, that this radio is Bandon Community Radio,
yeah.
and Bandon Unity of Bandon Church is also extremely community-oriented, and that's one of the major attractions for me as a retired person who can participate in different aspects that the church offers, like cleanup. I loved
right.
it, being able to help clean up the roadside,
yeah.
and not for glory, not for press, but because it's something that we could do as a church community or just a part of the community with a focal point of where we met was in the church parking lot. It just happened to be.
Right.
But tell me more about the Bandon, Unity of Bandon programs.
Well, you know, Unity has five basic principles. And the fifth one is it's not enough just to know principles, to have beliefs, to study things, but that we must live the truth that we know. And that I love that. You know, we live.
Oh, to live it.
Yeah.
To walk the talk.
Walk the talk. Exactly. And so we are often looking for ways in which we can be of help in the community. It's just what we do. I know
you have a care team.
We have a care team that watches out for our folks, and they send cards, they do notes, they phone calls, visits, and whatnot. We have prayer chaplains that you can now call for prayer.
Nice.
You know, we used to meet in person, and we will again. We have our Friends and Neighbors Fund, that it's an emergency fund for people that are experiencing some emergency, you know, a fire.
Right, right.
You know, we can help you right away. So lots of things like that. And, of course, our Peace Rocks, you know our Peace Rocks.
Oh,
so.
Right. The Peace Rock Project. Who knew, Robin, way back a decade ago or more, that Peace Rocks would become a worldwide entity.
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about how yes. it started.
It started with an amazing woman named Jane Clark, who also started the, you have a Peace Rock right there.
Purity.
I love it. She also started the recycling program in Bandon. She was an amazing woman. And we were having a season of peace and classes and concerts and activities, art activities. And for the concert the night before, she said, you know what, peace rocks, so I am going to write peace on some rocks and hand them out at the concert. This was 2003, before that probably.
Wow, and
you know, wonderful woman, having no idea that one little thing that we do can have such a huge impact on the entire world. Truly.
It truly is.
It
I know.
It's out.
People visit Bandon and find peace rocks here and there, take them back to their respective countries. It's in 50 countries now.
Over 50 countries, right?
People and that's from
travel.
People taking pictures of here's the Peace Rock in front of the Cairo pyramids.
Right, right.
Or
yeah.
Sphinx, right on the Sphinx's nose.
I love it. I don't know if there is one, but that's a great idea.
Well, I know for me personally, it inspired artistic endeavors that I never dreamed of. I started adding bling to my rocks, and I started thanking people by putting their names in rhinestones on a piece rock and giving it to them, you know, and actually telling them, I'm going to make a special rock for you. What's the first symbol that comes to your mind? And one young lady said, an anchor. So I made this anchor and bling, and because at the Dollar Tree you can get stick-ons, and yeah, they're not made for the outside rocks, but they're more of the pet rock variety.
Yeah,
see, and it's different from pet rocks.
Yeah, it is. It's the intention with which it is done.
Indeed.
So it doesn't matter. You can be 2 years old and slap some paint on a rock, and if you're doing that with joy in your heart as a child, you've put that energy out into the world.
Right. I took pictures of the ones that I've done both for the Peace Rock projects that used to be on the first Thursday night of every month at Bandon Bandon Community Radio at Unity of Bandon, and then started my own little Peace Rock projects. I even was wingman for my brother who lives in New Mexico and is single. Shout out to my brother, Dick Lemler. I made rocks that he could give to people he thought were attractive, like, because he eats out a lot, so he would comment to me about an attractive waitress. So I made a rock like, thank you, your service was extraordinary, or you have a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
And so I sent him like 10 rocks that he could give out on an individual basis, and he said Los Alamos, New Mexico didn't allow painted rocks.
Aww.
So he gave them to his daughter, who then dispersed them. But so who knows? But
right.
It was in my intention.
Right. It's out there.
It's out there. Exactly.
Out there.
And somebody hopefully is smiling because of a rock.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take it to the limit. What do you say?
I say, let's take it. You never know how far you can go until you've gone too far.
So
take it to the limit.
This will be the Eagles, Take It to the Limit. We just took it to the limit. Oh, that's Henry. Sir Henry.
Henry's taking it to the limit, too.
The little dog is barking at Reverend Robin. I'm going to rattle something. That usually is quite effective.
Oh.
Right. It's coins
magic.
Or pebbles. Or Mentos.
Whatever works.
Whatever works. Whatever creates works. The rattle. See, it worked, though.
Yeah, it did.
So, this is DJ Franny McGuire. You are listening to KBOG 97.9 FM in Bandon, Oregon, broadcasting from Bandon Heights, beautiful Bandon Heights. And this is Dark Coast Radio.
Ooh.
Robin, do you know why?
No, I don't. Tell me.
If you look at the coast of Oregon from a satellite at night, Bandon has no light pollution. So Dark Coast Radio is a good thing.
I love that.
No light pollution.
Right. We get to see the stars in all their glory.
Sometimes through fog, but hey.
Well, yeah.
I love it.
They're still there.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
You're a scientist, too?
Yes, I am. Or I played one on TV or something. I'm not sure.
Or in another life. Who knows?
Right.
So my little dog is trying to jump on my lap. Get up here.
You can do it. Come on, Henry.
Okay, so the wizard, who is the power behind the curtain, wanted to know if Unity has been meeting in person, if the church has its doors open yet.
No, we do not. Our building is really pretty small. Our sanctuary is very small, and we just would not be able to do it and ensure the safety of all our wonderful, wonderful people. We, you know, above all, that's what we want to make sure everybody's safe. So we will meet. We will meet again. In the meantime, we're on Facebook Live.
Okay, very good. Do I have to ask to join Facebook Live?
No, you do not even have to have a Facebook account.
Oh, which I do, though.
Yeah, you just go to Facebook and type in Unity of Bandon, 11 o'clock Sunday morning, we'll be there. And if you miss it, you can go to our website. And there's an archive of all of the videos, and you'll see my dogs, too.
And what are your dogs' names?
Suske and Jasmine.
Oh, I love Jasmine. After the Disney princess?
No. Jasmine was adopted. She was kind of a little failure to thrive baby.
Aww.
And very tiny. And someone asked me to please take her. And she had already been named. She was named after their niece, who had passed with leukemia.
Oh,
and
Jasmine
once we
is a
heard
beautiful
that
name.
Story, it was like, Jasmine, yes, of course it's Jasmine. And of course, I fattened Jasmine up. I can do that to anyone, and she is thriving 9 years later.
Oh, that's awesome. And I did tell Robin that KBOG has a KBOG canine, so I've asked her to submit pictures of her dogs, probably in tandem, because they probably take pictures well together, and that she'll be posted, they'll be posted on the KBOG canines.
Yeah, they're always together. They love each other. And they're dachshunds. Did we say they're dachshunds? Because we must say they're dachshunds.
They are dachshunds. Why are you partial to dachshunds?
Well, you know, when I came to Bandon 26 years ago, I was a cat person. I liked dogs, but wasn't too sure of them.
Dogs are more work.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. And they're
if
also...
If you call it that. Once you have one, then it's not work.
It's love.
It's love.
Pure love, yeah. And sometimes that love was a little overwhelming, I think, to me. You know, that unconditional love. I looked around Bandon. Everybody has a dog.
So it seems.
So not long after I got here, the woman who was in the store next to where our office used to be got a little dachshund puppy, put this
puppy, see it as a puppy
in my arms, and I fell in love. And that was it. And so I've had four dogs in my life, and they have all been dachshunds, and okay. they're funny, they're clowns, they are so smart and so stubborn. I love my dogs.
Well, do you have cats in addition?
I don't have cats anymore. No, I found out that not having a cat sleep on my pillow was really good for my breathing.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Right. But, yeah, I still love, I love any cats, dogs, birds, turtles, fish.
Okay, love them all.
Yeah, anything.
That's good. That's good.
Any animal.
Well, in reading a little bit about your bio, I was very curious that you mentioned you hadn't stepped foot in a church for 20 years. What made your experience with you? Apparently somebody invited you to a Unity church and you actually went and then was like, hey, this one's different from the run-of-the-mill churches?
Somebody dragged me, actually.
Must have been somebody very special to you.
Two very close friends kept saying, you need to come. You need to come to Unity with us. And I, for months, kept saying, I don't do church. I don't do church. They said, come once. I said, I'll come once. I'll never go again. Very open-minded that way. Right?
Hey, you know.
I went, I sat down, and it was like, you know, Daniel Namot has a song, My Soul is Welcome Here.
Oh.
That's what it felt like.
Oh.
It was like they were saying everything that I already knew, but I didn't even know I knew it.
That gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah.
My hair is standing up.
And I kind of kept waiting for the other shoe to drop that, oh, well, that's not okay. Or, oh, you're wrong.
Okay.
And it never happened.
That's because love emanates from it. It's not a judgmental situation. It is open-minded. I could see maybe if anyone is particularly closed-minded, they could find offense in that pagans are quoted or...
Right.
I don't know why I want to say Euripides. I don't even know what Euripides believes, but one of the things I loved about and still love about Unity of Bandon is people can be quoted and it doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter because it's the words, it's the intent, it's the love that's being shared.
It's the truth with a capital T, and that's what the founders looked for, is they studied all different world religions and
I would love to read an autobiography. Do they have an autobiography?
Probably a good, Myrtle Fillmore has some nice, there's some nice books about her, Mother of Unity.
Okay.
And there's some others I can give you.
So it's
ideas.
The Fillmores that were the founders.
Yeah, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore back in Kansas City, Missouri, back in the 1890s. And
okay.
They were just looking for that. You know, if you look at any religion, any philosophy, any sort of thing, there's this thread of truth. And
right.
It is that love, that there's a presence that's greater than us, that... You know,
and something that touches your soul, that the inspiration that is otherworldly, I'll say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what Unity brings to the table.
Right.
I mean, on a consistent basis. It's not hit or miss ever. Yeah. And Robin is really funny. It's like I encourage once the doors open again, they'll need a bigger church.
Oh, yeah.
All the hundreds of thousands of listeners of KBOG 97.9 FM will be like beating a path to the door.
But I like my small church. I do. But we're in Bandon. So I don't know if hundreds of thousands are going to come to church in Bandon. What do you think?
Okay, I exaggerated. Tens of thousands.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and they can all listen online, you know. We can listen
That's
to the
right.
live stream. So
I like that.
We'll let that. Yeah.
I like that a lot. So I'm going to look at my list here. Oh, you know what? We're going to do some Grateful Dead trucking.
Oh, my favorite. I was a Deadhead for many years.
Okay. This I have a shout out to Reverend Robin sitting
Long
right across from me.
Long strange trip it's been. Long strange trip.
So keep on trucking, Robin.
All right.
Thank you. trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doodah man. Together, oh, that's in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas, got a salt machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means. And just won't let you.
The cats that you meet on the streets speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doodah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
Yeah, I think there's a song called Asleep at the Wheel, and I was just asleep at the wheel. That was the Grateful Dead, singing Truckin', and I'm here partying with Reverend Robin. That sounds funny to say in the same sentence.
It partying does,
with a
it?
Reverend. But I'm a universal life minister, as is the wizard.
Oh, wow.
So we share.
Yes.
Threefold cord is not easily broken.
I quoted that
last week, too, with Reverend E.J.
Yes.
It's a scripture of some sort.
Well, this time you got the irreverent Reverend, so.
Ooh, see? Yeah. Robin is funny. So I'm going to share a little bit for our viewing audience. I'm holding up a peace rock that says purity, and it's very well done. And the wizard said, the peace rock in the studio went to the UK with us last year, but she forgot to take a picture that identified that it actually traveled to the UK. So we have to take that on her word, which I do.
I do too.
Okay,
yeah.
We both do. So that brings us to a very significant, I believe, aspect of the peace rocks in that Reverend Robin and other people were invited to go where?
To the United Nations back in 2012. Somehow, someone in New Jersey saw something that said Peace Rocks, got in contact with me, and he was heading up the Rotary International Youth Gathering at the United Nations, and we were invited to come and speak and then also help them create Peace Rocks.
Whoa.
Very, very cool. What was not very, very cool was Hurricane Sandy.
Just wiped out the whole platform of the trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just didn't get rescheduled and this and that and the
it
other
didn't.
Thing.
But we had, I don't remember how many thousands of rocks we were taking with us. And they got there partway on the train and partway by a car. Amy Wilhite, you may know,
yes.
Just powered through. And they got left all over. And they did what they were supposed to do.
See.
You know?
And probably reached a totally intended.
Yeah.
I won't
yes.
say audience, but recipients.
So Rotary has, as a whole, too, since then particularly, has been very supportive. And we've spoken at their district conference and did a number of other things. So,
and people may not know this, or locals must know this. During parades, Peace Rocks are a big presence and are handed out.
Right.
From a bicycle?
Oh, we have, yes, and wagons, and we have a whole bunch of people that march and pass them out. We usually have probably about 20 people passing them out.
Because I know at certain times of year, it's the thrust is to get rocks ready for the handout at the parade.
Right, and people look forward to them, too.
Yes. Well, it's a memento that's easy to pack,
yeah.
And I think it inspires people then to take it back to their communities, wherever they are, if they're visiting from afar, and create peace rocks of their own.
That's the idea. You know, do it yourself. Gather a couple friends and do it yourself from wherever you are. We do have what we call a box of peace, and it's a box of individually wrapped peace rocks in a little flat rate box, and you can pick one up at Unity and send it to anyone you want. Send it to someone who's been a blessing in the world.
Can people still do that with the church closed?
Well, you let me know, I'll make sure there's one on the bench for you.
Oh, and they could let you know on the website?
They could.
What is the website address?
The website is www.unityabandon.org.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also peacerocks.org. So both, you can go to either one of them.
Okay, and then do they cross-link with each other
yes,
as well?
Yes, they do. Yes, Very they good. Do.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And you can get Reverend Robin's messages, too, on the Unity of Bandon website.
Indeed, you can.
So, let's see here. Oh, alternate career paths. You had other things to do before you even thought of becoming a minister. What, you want to touch on that briefly?
Well, I started my career as a dilly bar dipper.
Oh, Shout out to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. I had probably 18 to 20 jobs between the ages of 14 and, 30-something. I changed jobs at least every other year, sometimes sooner than that. So I worked also as a preschool teacher, early childhood educator. And then I went on, I was a speech pathologist, and...
What is a pathologist? Speech pathologist?
Speech pathologist, speech therapist. It's
okay.
Same things, yeah.
So if someone stutters, perhaps, is
perhaps,
that...
Perhaps, yeah, that's part of it. I work primarily in hospitals and rehab centers with traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
People who have had strokes. I worked in schools. I ended up being in private practice, adapting computers to be used by nonverbal people.
Wow.
So they could hit a button or a picture and the computer would speak for them.
Like Stephen Hawking's.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, exactly. And this was really early, early technology because I left that field almost 30 years ago. So.
And that was already available.
Yes,
to that probably select group of people who needed it.
Well, it was kind of just putting things together. We took plexiglass and our soldering iron and duct tape and made switches and did whatever we could to communication.
Ah.
Communication.
Really opened up doors for people who hadn't been able to communicate except like with a chalkboard or a pad and paper, right?
Right. Even kids, I remember a little boy named Greg. He had no facial musculature, so he couldn't speak. And once we got him hooked up with a communication device, we found out he was reading. He was brilliant. He was one of those, like Stephen Hawking kids.
Okay. Oh, that is a great story.
Very, very fulfilling work. I loved it.
Well, it does sound... And were you doing that when the ministry called?
Yes, I was.
You must have been torn.
I was just at the point in my career I'd been working towards.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you never know what is around the corner. Like, I never dreamed I would be live on the air.
On air.
Ever.
Yeah.
Didn't even know about Bandon Community Radio. This is Bandon Community Radio, 97.9 KBOG. And there is a website, kbog.org. And the bog in KBOG is a nod to the cranberry bogs in the Bandon environs. And the mascot, Rockin' Squatch, is a nod to the Pacific Northwest Bigfoot.
Big feet.
I'm not talking about your feet.
Oh, no, my feet are not big.
They're not big, okay.
No.
I'm trying to get pastries and pizza to make a Rockin' Squatch outline or a Bigfoot donut, something like that. Cranberry sweets, I'm trying to get something KBOG related so that they could be cross-referenced in a sense where people could have a cranberry and think of KBOG.
Oh, I love
it. In addition to thinking cranberry sweets.
Yeah.
And the woman, Christine, the co-owner of the Big Wheel General Store, is going to be on the show on October 18th.
Awesome.
And I'm going to talk to her about a fudge squatch.
I'm not sure I want fudge squatch.
Maybe there's another way to say
it. We can reframe that somehow.
Right, right. I mean, it could be very clever.
It could be very cleverly done. And you will come up with it. I have no doubt.
Maybe I'll have a dream about it. That's a good way to do things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of dreams, I had a dream that I was at a concert in a park that was a musical with an orchestra. And the last song was called The Final Kiss, and it gave me the key to life. And it said, you are, and I'm making this like a 3/4 inch symbol with my fingers, this close to a finish line. And I woke up and I'm like, is there a song called The Final Kiss? What musical was that?
Maybe you're supposed to write the song.
Oh, I did write a song called My Baby Loves Bib Overalls. In fact, I have on my to-do list, I've already sent it to Kelly Clarkson, haven't heard from her. I'm going to send it to Miley Cyrus, Dolly Parton.
Go for
Willie
it.
Nelson probably knows other, you know, some women that could, because it has to be recorded by a smoky sounding woman. And I'd love to do the intro intro to it, because it's like, it's smoking hot. A little bit on the PG side. I'll send you the lyrics.
Oh, do.
In fact, I had asked the wizard if we could have a contest. I'd like to it put to music.
Yes.
That's why I'm sending it to people.
Yeah.
No strings attached. It's like, make this a hit. Put
All right.
Bandon on the map. Do we want to do that?
Come and
we'll
visit.
See. Peace
come
Rocks is putting it on the map.
Yeah.
Circles in the Sand is putting it on the map.
Yeah. We don't want everyone to know we live in the most beautiful place in the world.
No. And there may be people driving up and down the coast, like surfing on their car radio. To you, we do a shout out.
Yeah.
Keep listening, because the range is small. Oh, boy.
It.
This is so great having Reverend Robin Haruna here as my guest. This is DJ Franny. You're listening to Gaybog 97.9 FM. Broadcasting from Bandon Heights. Did you know this part of town is called Bandon Heights?
I absolutely did know that. Yes, I did.
I didn't, so I like sharing that with people, because it's near Wilson's Market, so that's...
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, when you see the radio antenna, you have a clue that you're close to the studio.
Yeah.
But it's a... I won't say it's a well-kept secret, because it's not a secret. This is Bandon Community Radio, and I'm very grateful to have an opportunity to... Talk away, yak away.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. And like you said, it's a community. I love community things.
Right. And I've been able to have my sister on twice.
Oh,
so a little bit of nepotism. Shout out to June Davies.
Yeah. Awesome.
So let's see, what do we have here? We gave the church's website.
We did.
We talked about Facebook Live, where you can listen to, do you call them sermons or talks or...
I don't call them sermons, because it sounds like, I'm telling you what to do.
It almost sounds like you have to dress up just to listen to it.
Yeah, right.
But you can listen in your pajamas, folks.
You can come to church in your pajamas. I don't care.
I think I probably have.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
Except for the month that I was platform person. So.
Yes, and did such a
stellar
job.
Thank
stellar,
you.
Yes.
Little tip of the hat to Toastmasters of Bandon, because I... was conversant in getting up in front of a group, not just from that, but from Landmark Education. Do you ever hear of the outcropping? Did you ever wonder what happened to EST, E-S-T?
Yes.
Earnhardt, something. Well, a company called Landmark Education purchased it.
Huh.
And when I was going through a divorce, I was homeless, I had nothing, I'd lost a job, I was depressed. Somebody said, you need to spend $300 and go to this weekend seminar called Landmark Education. And I did. I begged, borrowed, and stealed the $300. Stealed. I didn't really steal
You shouldn't admit that on radio.
I didn't steal it.
Hundreds of thousands of people are hearing you.
I think I charged it and then filed bankruptcy. But be that as it may, it disappeared my fear of public speaking. I don't know how it worked. It wasn't magic. It wasn't psychological. It was a process, and it's an education.
Yeah.
So, I think about that frequently, because it was a turning point in my life, and I just was amazed by it.
Wow.
Anyway, boy, I was back in Sacramento, California then.
Isn't it funny how it just comes up?
Yes. Yeah, like the radio studio faded away. It's a good thing I woke up, because, you know. I have a guest here. I have a dog in my lap.
Right.
I can't be in Sacramento.
That's right. We need you here.
I think I time traveled.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I kind of did see a little. You faded there a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of like, what is that movie?
Back Jumpers?
Back to the Future.
Okay. There's a movie called
Jumpers.
The book is even most excellent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Okay.
I'm just kind of leafing through some notes. Okay. Are there any causes that are particularly special to the Reverend?
Ooh, wow. Ah. anything that goes around human rights, really. In ministerial school and thereafter, I was very committed to the LGBTQ movement, or not movement, but embracing our wonderful.
You might explain that acronym. Looks, sounds like bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh, and I'm hungry.
Lesbian, L, G, gay, B, bi, T, trans, Q, queer.
Plus. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And so that has been one of my prime places of work for many years. And more recently into the racial strife
Whoa.
That has been going on in Black Lives Matter, and really looking at my own self and my own beliefs and the privilege that I have just because of the color of my skin.
Oh,
and
wow.
I, you know, I might have wow. said, oh, no, that's, you know, I've had hard times too. No.
In reality.
Yeah, yeah. And so that is really near and dear to my heart right now. We just did a conversation series on anti-racism and just creating space, safe space, brave space to talk about things. And then where does that lead again to action?
Very good, because talk, I won't say is cheap, it's not cheap. Words are precious, and leading to action, all the better, all the
yep.
better. Speaking of action, has anyone stepped up to hostess or, yeah, hostess the September equinox?
They have, yes.
Okay,
our,
good.
Our fall gathering, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
there's a women's gathering on a Zoom.
Right.
That
right.
Unity is sponsoring.
Yeah.
Is that something to throw out to the public, or
Absolutely.
Is that?
Anybody okay. can join in.
And can they find that on your website?
They could find that. Probably the best place would be Facebook, on our Facebook page.
Okay, so Unity Abandon on Facebook.
Yeah, that'll have the current link.
Okay, and that's coming up. It's September 20.
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's
I'm
Friday.
Delighted to be part of that.
Yeah.
And we are approaching 1:50 in the afternoon.
Wow.
And I'm going to play three songs back to back. So
awesome.
We can party without being on air.
You're not supposed to tell them that, oh, Fran.
I thought I had turned my mic off. Oh, yeah. I could keep telling the wizard that a blooper reel would be fun because yeah. But see, I got a lot of my bloopers over with before it started being recorded. This is like the fourth show, I think, third or fourth show that's actually recorded.
Yeah.
So we're live right now, folks, so I could bloop again.
You bloop wherever you want, whenever you want, honey.
I am free to bloop. So the last three songs on the playlist
can't wait to
are
hear them.
Old Man,
oh, yeah.
Neil Young, Love Train, the OJs,
yeah.
and Peace Train. We're, you know, the train is going to leave
yeah.
the station as we leave the station.
Right.
Hey, see,
right.
I just made that up. That was ad lib, totally.
Yeah, you're
and
good,
Peace Train
you're good.
Is, ooh, what used to be Cat Steven and is now Wusuf.
Yes.
And the program cut off what his new last name is. So I am going to thank Reverend Robin Haruna for being a wonderful co-host and producer, because she hit the record button.
I did.
So she is a co-producer as well as a co-hostess.
Correct.
And this is Bandon Community Radio, 97.9 FM. And this is FM DJ Franny McGuire signing off with three songs back to back. Thank y'all. Any last words?
It's been a joy. I am joyified as I go into my day. Thank you, DJ Franny.
And a shout out to Unity of Bandon folks and
yeah.
and Bandon in general. Bye-bye.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you. Look at my life, I'm alive. lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. About the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder,
ride on the peace train.
Good friends.